I'll marry him.
When I love him so much.
He's rich and famous, and I'll never see you again.
Congratulations.
Welcome to the family.
You have married no ordinary man.
This was purchased in celebration of your nuptials. John's writing has made painting so celebrated.
What shall we do? What do married people do?
I have as little idea as you.
I keep thinking I've made a terrible mistake.
It is just the married life. She's not happy.
No more were you at the beginning.
Okay, here's the deal. Emma Thompson, who already won an Oscar for screenplay writing, wrote the script for the lavish but dull drama Effie Gray. This is the true story of the wife of famed art critic John Ruskin, who marries a young woman he was enamored with only to reject her and marginalize her for years in their marriage. Fanning plays Gray, who has to come to terms with her husband's rejection, rebuff other suitors, and eventually find a way to escape. While beautifully shot, superbly cast, and well acted, Effie Gray suffers from what many Victorian dramas fall victim to, which is presenting the often pallid and drab world of its time with a pallid and drab plot. Though the story is rife with possibilities for a Victorian-era soap opera, the movie itself seems restrained, as if it were the one wearing the corset. The only spark of life in the film is when Thompson herself shows up as a more outspoken confidant of Gray, only to disappear again in the dull woodwork of the film. Effie Gray gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.